Dillingham is a 2A volleyball power, but this year's team has purposely chosen to compete against primarily 3A schools in an effort to prepare for a defense of last year's state championship. Last month, the Lady Wolverines traveled to Anchorage to compete in the 10-team Lumen Christi Invitational Tournament. They came away with a second-place finish. On Friday and Saturday, the Lady Wolverines headed north to Barrow for the annual Whaler Invitational. The five-team round-robin tournament featured ACS, Hutchison, and the varsity and JV teams from Barrow. Dillingham was the only 2A team that participated. On Friday, the Lady Wolverines beat the Barrow JV team in straight sets. Dillingham then beat the Barrow varsity in straight sets. Drew Carlos led Dillingham with 14 kills, while Tierra Schroeder posted 8 kills. On Saturday, Dillingham took on ACS. Dillingham coach Helen Smeaton labeled ACS as the strongest team in the tournament. Dillingham lost in straight sets 24-26, 11-25, and 18-25. Drew Carlos and Sydney Drew both had 9 serve points. Carlos also posted 8 kills. Tierra Schroeder had 5 kills. The final match was against Hutchison High School from Fairbanks. Dillingham came out on the losing side of a 5-set match. The Lady Wolverines won the first 2 sets but dropped the next 3. Helen Smeaton characterized the Lady Wolverines' defense in the first 2 sets of the match as the best the team has played so far this season. In the end, Dillingham claimed 3rd place in the Whaler Invitational Tournament. Next up for the Lady Wolverines is the annual Bristol Bay Silver Boot Tournament in Naknek that will be held Friday and Saturday. The Lady Wolverines will then participate in the Killigannik Tournament on November 15th and 16th before hosting the annual Spike Fest in Dillingham November 22nd and 23rd. The regional tournament will be held in Naknek in early December. The state tournament will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th in Anchorage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.